Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
First, our top story this half hour. We're learning more about the death of a woman who was found dead on the roof of a suburban hospital last week. And as we hear from WBBM's Andy Dane in this live report, one Lake County official says the hospital must be held accountable. Andy, what do we know?
Annalisa, that is Lake County Coroner Jennifer Bannock, who not mincing words here when discussing the case of Chelsea Adolphus, the 28-year-old found on the roof of the Vista Medical Center East on Thursday. Now, she was pronounced dead later that day, Bannock citing hypothermia. Adolphus was admitted to the hospital last Tuesday, but somehow wandered up to the roof early Thursday morning, where Bannock says she was stuck for several hours in frigid temperatures, wearing nothing but her hospital gown. The coroner, who once worked at the hospital, telling reporters year, she has had plenty of safety concerns with the facility over the years, even warning just last year that lives were at stake. Bannock also touched on recent furloughs at Vista, including a position that likely would have been monitoring Adolphus in her room. She has ordered the hospital to preserve all evidence and wants the Illinois Department of Public Health to get involved as well. Family members speaking here say they are devastated. Reporting live in Waukegan, Andy Day, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All right, Andy, thank you. A homicide investigation underway now after a 63-year-old man was found dead in a basement in Norwood Park. That's on Chicago's far northwest side. Police say officers responded to a call on Talcott near Oriole just before 11 last night, where a woman told them she found her brother in a basement bedroom. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The medical examiner's office identifies him as George Levin. Investigators are trying to determine how he died. Some local officials say they're not quarreling with immigration agents' stated mission, but they have big problems with the way they're carrying out these raids in Chicago.
Governor Pritzker did not take questions at a morning public appearance, but a spokesman says state officials still have not been contacted by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency or the Trump administration about ongoing raids. Second Ward Alderman Brian Hopkins, who favors deporting undocumented criminals, says ICE is violating all standard procedures for carrying out the task.
Federal agents presented unannounced to four police districts in the city of Chicago, the 4th, the 7th, the 10th, and the 25th. They walked in as if they were members of the public, approached the counter and introduced themselves as federal agents and said, "We're here for an enforcement effort. We are looking to arrest possibly in your police district."
He and several other local officials say they are concerned about how these deportations will continue or expand. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Meantime, faith leaders gather in Evanston today to support the northern suburbs' welcoming city ordinance.
A sign inside the entrance to the Lake Street Church in Evanston reads in full that Immigration and Customs Enforcement is not permitted to enter our holy space. The multi-denominational church welcoming religious leaders of Christian, Jewish, Sikh, and Muslim faiths, among others, to support a proclamation that the church will be used as a sanctuary for all, including those targeted by U.S. Customs and Immigration Enforcement. Imam Sheikh Hassan Ali says that the effort will take more than words.
The ordinance and declarations alone cannot carry the weight of this mission. It's upon all of us, the people of faith, to breathe life into those principles. We must be the hands and efforts that transform words into actions.
In attendance, Evanston Mayor Daniel Biss, who doubled down on upholding the northern suburbs' welcoming city ordinance.
This community is ready to stand up. This community is ready to fight for our values.
In Evanston, Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Switching gears a bit, tax season officially started today with both the IRS and the state of Illinois now accepting returns.
The deadline to file is Tuesday, April 15th, but officials with both the IRS and the Illinois Department of Revenue are recommending people file as early as possible and choose direct deposit for the fastest processing and returns. IDOR is also encouraging Illinois taxpayers who use the free IRS Direct File program to use that program to transfer their information into the free My Tax Illinois program to help speed up filing their state taxes. My Martinez, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
An update today on that coyote that was captured inside an Aldi store in Humboldt Park. In a Facebook post, the Flint Creek Wildlife Rehab Center in Barrington says the Aldi coyote is currently a large outdoor enclosure preparing for release. Flint Creek says he's eating great and did not sustain any injuries during his capture earlier this month. Good news. 6 months after Governor Pritzker signed the state's budget for the fiscal year, nonprofits that run after-school programs are still waiting for their money.
The delay has meant 27,000 students have lost after-school programs such as robotics, cooking, pottery, and music. That's according to a coalition of groups that offer classes, tutoring, and childcare. High school junior Armando Cruz says he feels safe in the community he's found on Chicago's west side.
It helps us stay out of the streets and show us, build bonds and relationship with people that, you know, we don't know.
Susan Stanton leads ACT Now, or After School for Children and Teens Now. She says while some groups have been fundraising to close the gap, there's just not enough money.
There's no amount of private philanthropy that exists to fill the hole that we're looking at.
A spokeswoman for the State Board of Ed tells us they understand the urgency and are committed to ensuring resources are allocated in the best way to serve students and families while awaiting direction from lawmakers. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
GOP leader in Springfield is stepping down.
Republican State Senator Dan McConkie of Hawthorne Woods has announced he's resigning from the state Senate effective February 2nd. He's been serving the 26th district for nearly 9 years. McConkie says he's grateful for what he was able to accomplish in that time, calling serving in the state Senate the honor of a lifetime. There's no word on McConkie's future plans or who might replace him in the state Senate. Cisco Cotto, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Illinois Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton has created a political PAC to explore the possibility of running for U.S. Senator if senior Illinois Senator Dick Durbin decides not to run for another term. Several prominent Democrats are expected to be interested in Durbin's seat if he makes that decision to retire. Durbin turned 80 back in November. He was first elected to the Senate back in 1997. And here's 670's Chris Emma, and you're in for sports, but you can confirm that we had a really windy day today.
My goodness, the walk to the CTA was something today.
Yeah, winds are up there. All right, time for sports.
Lisa, good afternoon. Yes, it's as an offensive-minded head coach, Ben Johnson recognized the importance of making a strong hire for his defensive coordinator. Johnson and the Bears seem to have done just that, tapping a familiar name to lead their defense. Here's Rick Gregg with the report.
Head coach twice in Oakland and New Orleans, and both times lasted barely more than two full seasons. But his credentials as a coordinator are much stronger, especially from his time with the Saints, when he turned the defense from a bottom-of-the-barrel unit in 2015 to the best in the league in 2020. Johnson said last week in a fireside chat with reporters that while he's never coached with the 52-year-old Allen, those who have, like mentor Dan Campbell, speak very highly of him. And from a personnel standpoint, the fact that Allen has historically worked from a 4-3 scheme like Matt Eberflus means a wholesale revamp likely won't be necessary. Covering the Bears, Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Bears are also hiring Declan Doyle as their new offensive coordinator. Richard Hightower will remain as special teams coordinator. In basketball, the Bulls play host to the Nuggets tonight at the United Center. Tip-off is set for 7. Catch that game on 670 The Score. With sports at 16-46, I'm Chris Emma, 670 The Score for News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, tickets for this year's NASCAR Street Race now officially on sale. Ground passes start at $99, and there will be more standing room only trackside viewing locations. Kids 12 and under admitted free with a ticketed adult. The race will take place from July 5th through the 6th in Grant Park. Well, if you enjoyed some eggs today, you probably paid a pretty penny for them.
Government numbers show egg prices have taken flight over the past few months, and you can expect them to continue to soar thanks to inflation and a nationwide shortage triggered by bird flu. More than 30 million chickens have been killed in the last 3 months alone to prevent the disease from spreading. Shoppers have been hit with empty shelves. Restaurants are charging more for dishes made with eggs. Egg prices overall are about 37% higher than they were this time last year. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Well, Coca-Cola fans will soon be able to get their fix at the Costco food court. The company recently announced it's bringing back Coke products after a 12-year partnership with Pepsi. The change is not expected to affect the iconic $1.50 hot dog and soda combo at Costco. Some Wicker Park and Bucktown businesses are turning next month's winter doldrums into a quest to travel around the neighborhood. Here's WBBM's Sarah Herrera.
No suitcase needed for a February journey mapped out by the Wicker Park Bucktown Chamber of Commerce's Winter Passport Program, which is returning for its second year with over 35 local spots ready to stamp your way to earning gift cards.
Either slowly over the course of a month or in a ravenous weekend or even a single day.
Pamela Moss is the executive director and says whether you're looking for a spa treatment, need a gift, or meeting friends, or want to grab something to eat, there's something for you. And while some businesses require you to buy something to get a stamp, others will give you something for free for taking part.
So many other businesses you are going to cross paths with while you're out doing this passport. You won't just visit the ones in the booklet. I guarantee you will find so many other things along the way.
Sarah Herrera, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
President Trump reportedly wants immigration arrests to increase to at least 1,200 per day after ramping up federal raids during his first week in office. ICE officials say 956 people were taken into custody in Chicago and several other cities just yesterday. WBBM's Carolina Garibay talked to a state senator who's trying to help her community on the northwest side.
Senator Graciela Guzman says it's been an intense week.
I know I'm feeling it. My team is feeling it. Our community is feeling it. And I think they're really reeling in it in a lot of ways.
She says there were a couple of incidents of ICE knocking on doors, but that officers were not able to speak to anyone inside. And at least one case of a detention throughout her district.
In that instance, we were able to visit with family, ensure that they have the resources and the information that they need. And I know other offices in my area will be continuing to support this family throughout the week.
Guzman says she and her office are continuing to hand out Know Your Rights cards to the community, as well as helping verify ICE activity and following up on reported cases.
Really being out in our community, highly visible, following up on these instances, checking in on families, making sure that that information is broadly shared, you know, everywhere possible.
Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.